Well, hello and welcome. It is good to be with you today. I have looked forward to our time of being together. I hope that you have as well. I pray that these times help you walk and grow in your walk and your relationship with the Lord. They certainly do me. I also pray that you've been having a good day, both in terms of the circumstances that you find yourself in, but also in your relationship with the Lord, your walk, that you're experiencing Him. I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to help make these times possible. But more than anyone, obviously, thank our Lord who has given us this time, this means of meeting together. It's His desire for us to know Him and grow in our walk and our relationship with Him. And so let's turn our hearts toward Him in prayer. Father, we thank You so much for this day that You've given to us, Lord, and for Your love for us. Father, You created us. Father, we're thankful, O God, that You have chosen to redeem us, O Lord, and You have brought us to that redemption so that we can have an eternal relationship with You. Father, You want us to know You, to walk with You, to experience You. Lord God, thank You for this time, O God, as part of that. Lord, speak to us. Give us understanding of the passage that we look at. But Father, even more so through it, help us to hear Your voice. Help us to know You and Your ways. Father, help us to know You in reality, Lord, in an experience. Father, speak to us, we pray this day, O God, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, it is good to meet with our Lord, and you know, what a wonderful Lord we have to meet with. This is exactly what the psalmist wrote when he began in Psalm 147, and he said in verse 1, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is becoming." Now, the context of this psalm is the fact it was written after the exiles had returned from Babylon, but obviously, and so we can certainly see where their joy would come in, but as we read through it and we see some of the elements there, we see reasons why you and I ought to praise the Lord. Now, obviously, like most of the psalms, it's somewhat difficult to outline it because like most poetry, and that's what the Psalms are, there are recurring themes, and it might be discussed here, then later on be brought once more to the surface, then once more be brought here, then something else in between. And so as we look at this psalm, I want us to look, try to put it together in terms of those themes that we see there. And so we talk about praising the Lord, and we look at reasons for praising the Lord that are outlined in this passage. The first thing that we see is for His healing. Yes, God does wonderfully physically heal, not always in this life, but God does many times wonderfully physically heal and restore, and we are blessed with the opportunity to go before a Father and to ask for that healing. But there's an even deeper healing than the physical healing. There's the spiritual healing that is needed for salvation, if you will, because we are sick with sin. And in fact, we are deadly sick with sin, and the consequences are death. And yet God, through Jesus Christ, gives us a healing from that sin. There's also the healing of restoration, that if we stray away from the Lord or we commit sin through confession, through repentance, we have His cleansing, His forgiveness, His restoration, His healing, if you will. And so we certainly, you know, we can think about physical healing, but even more so spiritual healing. Both the one-time healing, if you will, of salvation, but the ongoing healing that we need. But God, we can praise Him for His healing. You think about what we read in verses 2 through 3. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcast of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Obviously, we see what's taking place here. He's using the illustration there of healing, if you will, as they're looking at their experience of God bringing them back from exile, once more bringing them into the land, and God beginning to work in their midst. The wonderful healing of God, of salvation, of restoration, but also the healing of our heart and of our soul as we go through just the affairs of life. You know, just life itself is difficult. And again, because of our own sin, many times we bring pain into our life. But God is, in fact, a wonderful healer. And we can, in fact, look to Him and trust Him. And probably all of us can look at our life and look at the wonderful way in which God's brought healing and wholeness to us. Eve, especially if it's been as a consequence of sin, and we've experienced that forgiveness and that cleansing, and we've seen Him put things together. Give us, you know, open the doors for a wonderful second chance, if you will. God is, in fact, a wonderful God of healing. No wonder the psalmist praised Him. And so we praise Him for His healing. We also praise Him for His creation. Now, I've stated many times, I love creation. I love hiking. I love wildlife. I love simply being outdoors. Like, I love watching creation. I left the garage this morning to take the dog for a walk. As soon as the door came up, dog started pulling real hard because there were a pair of deer right outside the garage and a rabbit. And of course, he was thrilled. He got to chase something off and had him on the leash, but he felt like the big dog when he did that. I love to watch creation. I love to be where I can see it and watch it and just experience it. It's absolutely beautiful. But you think about what this creation speaks about God. It obviously speaks of His power. Think about verse 4 through the very first part of verse 5. He counts the number of the stars. He gives names to all of them. Great is our Lord and abundant in strength. And again, you drop down to verses 15 through 18. As I said earlier, some of these themes, they recur throughout the psalm. But you look at verses 15 through 18. He sends forth His command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts forth His ice as fragments. Who can stand before His cold? You think about the beautiful things that are being described there and just the wonderful way in which this creation works. You think of the power it took to make that. God has that much power. And what is all the more amazing is the way in which He made it. He spoke it into existence. And He spoke it into existence from absolutely nothing. You know, you and I can't just speak something into existence. You know, even if we have people who work for us, and somebody has to physically do labor to make the thing happen. Not God. He merely spoke it and it came into existence. From absolutely nothing. When we make something directly or indirectly, it's because we use the raw materials that God has first made. We think about His incredible power, but not just His power, but also, in fact, His wisdom. Look at the latter part of verse 5. His understanding is infinite. Drop down to verses 7 through 9. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises to our God on the lyre, who covers the heavens with clouds, who provides rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives food, gives to the beast its food, and the young ravens which cry. You think of the wisdom that it took to build this wonderful world. You think of the way the solar system operates. You think of the rain cycle. And remember, what we're seeing is after the curse of sin. Can you imagine what this earth looked like before we fell to sin and before we rebelled against God and a curse was placed upon the earth as a result? Can you imagine what it was like before? Our God works perfectly. And you think about what that says about God. He has the power to do anything He wants to do. And He has the wisdom that whatever He wants to do is the absolute best. What a God we have. What a reason to praise Him. What a reason to trust Him. Again, no wonder the psalmist said, "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming." His healing. We see His creation. We also see for His involvement. And by that I mean that God is personally involved in our life. We see this several times as it recurs through this psalm. Verse 6, "The Lord supports the afflicted. He brings down the wicked to the ground." You see the fact God's personally involved in those situations. Look at verses 10 and 11. "He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He does not take pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord favors those who fear Him, those who wait for His loving kindness." In other words, God is personally involved in their life. You think about verses 19 and 20. "He declares His words to Jacob, His statutes, His ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for His ordinances, they have not known them. Praise the Lord." it's obvious how all that would return to the, or how that would speak to the returning exiles, how they had seen God work and move in the heart of Cyrus for him to give the edict, and then God enabling them to come back, even giving them deliverance from very strong people of who opposed them, who lived around them. They saw God personally working in their life. And the wonderful truth for us is the fact that God is personally involved in our life. He's not just in heaven looking down, watching us, and not just grading us, if you will, but he's personally involved in our life. And as believers, when we place our faith and trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. That's God himself living within us. He personally teaches us. He personally guides us. He personally strengthens us. He picks us up when we fall. When we don't know how to pray about something, he is from within us praying. He is personally involved in working in every single part of our life. You know, just knowing that ought to give us a sense of confidence and joy and peace. And ought to cause us again to join with the psalmist back in verse 1, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. What a God we have. But then we see another area, and that is for his blessing. You think of every good thing that God has given to us. All of that's because of his blessing. Look at verses 12 through 14. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your sons within you. You know, James tells us every good and perfect gift is from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there's no shifting of shadow. What a God we have. And he desires to bless us. You know, all that involvement that we just talked about is, in fact, to bless us and for us to know his blessing. You know, our life as believers, this ought to be, again, encouraging for us. Our lives are not left to chance or happenstance or even to our own skill and ability, but to a wonderful God who desires to bless us. No wonder, again, the psalmist said, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is becoming. What a God we have. What a reason to praise him. What a reason to trust him. I hope as we've looked at this psalm that you see those same ways, that God's been working those same ways in your life. That you'll rest in him, that you'll trust him. And again, like the psalmist, you'll join in praising him. Let's go to him in prayer. Father, we thank you for the day that you've given to us. Father, your presence in this day. Oh, Lord God, your wonderful goodness and loving kindness. Father, your mercy, your grace. Father, we praise you for your blessing. Father, for your power, your perfect wisdom. Father, we love you. May we trust you. May we follow you. May we ever praise you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I do hope that you have a wonderful rest of the day, however long that is, at whatever point in the day you watch this. I hope that you look at your life and you see God working in these same ways, and that throughout the day, however much longer the day will be for you, that periodically you'll stop and you'll join with the psalmist and say, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is becoming. And I hope as you walk with him that you do have a great and wonderful day.